This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
You're looking well.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, not so bad yourself, lady.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for helping me pick up my opticals. Are you feeling well?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling newsy.
Well, then, let's hit some well headlines. Oh. All right, first up, and just like that, Aiden is back in the picture.
I can't even believe it.
What? Did everybody spend the weekend freaking out over their phones? Because Vogue just posted this snap of Sarah Jessica Parker and John Corbett, AKA Carrie and Aiden, on the set of the Sex and the City reboot.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
No word yet on the storyline. If they're dating again, they are holding hands.
They are. And the first thing I thought when I saw this picture was, I cannot wait to talk about this with Drew. I'm telling you, I let out what is, you know, scientifically known as a gay gas. When I was like, that. I have always been sort of Team Aiden.
Well, Cynthia Nixon posted on her personal Instagram, I was always Team Aiden.
She did?
Yeah, not Miranda, but Cynthia Nixon, who is Miranda.
Yeah, not to like, I mean, RIP Big, okay, we love you, but Aiden could like, you know.
I'm excited. It's funny. I do think we do that in our own lives. Like, we keep going back to the same well, as if we can't meet anybody new.
Yeah. I mean, who here has dipped back into the X-Files? Anybody, right? Raise your hand if you have. Yeah. It's like a common thing. I think it's because, let's be honest, it's not a lot of work. You know what I mean? You don't have to go out. You don't have to meet someone. You can just call and be like, what you doing? And you know what you mean right away, you know? And you know what they look like naked. They know what you look like naked. It's easier, but it never really leads to where you want it to lead to. All right, here's a weird question. Have you ever wanted to sleep in a cloud? Well, the Good News Network brings us the news of the next best thing. You guys, look at this. Sleeping in a tent.
You have to see it to believe it.
Hanging by a wire off the side of the United Arab Emirates Saharja Mountains. This is a floating retreat up in the air, as it's called. It has all the amenities of a 5-star hotel. It has room service, Wi-Fi, a spa. The only difference is you could potentially, you know, plummet to your death at any moment. Would you ever, ever stay in something like that?
Yeah.
For real.
Who says a building is safe?
Who says a building is safe? The building inspector says the building is safe. I think concrete has a pretty solid track record. We're friends. I'm good with it. This float, let me tell you something. The other day, I got up in the middle of the night and I stubbed my toe on a dresser, okay? A dresser. What would happen if you got up in the middle of the night in that? Where are you going?
All right. I'll totally do it.
You totally
just
will.
Stick me up in one of those things. I love like that there's like room service. You know that's not coming quickly. That's not an easy, like, I'll have two eggs and a, you know, a sausage.
Yeah.
Like, how are they getting to you?
I don't know. Order the gazpacho, because it's not, whatever you're ordering, it's not coming hot, right? All right. So, hey, you all heard the 50 First Dates, right? Yeah, you know 50 First Dates. Movies ever. I just rewatched it again. So good, Drew.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Adam. I love you.
Ah, that's so cute.
I know.
Oh, hi, Adam Sandler. Hi. All right. Well, okay, from 50 First Dates to this Newsweek story. Newsweek reports if you go on 15 first dates, you could win $1,500. Listen to this. Shane Jewelry Company brand is holding the contest to encourage daters to get back out there. And the rules are you have to be 18 or older, you have to be genuinely single, okay? And you gotta go on 15 first dates with 15 people. You take a picture, you fill out a worksheet all about this experience, and it all has to happen within 5 months. 5 months to go on 15 dates? I could do it in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Rossi.
Yeah, you just go to brunch on one of the days, done. But what I love about this is it is encouraging people after this pandemic, after we all were in Elastic watching Netflix. We weren't Netflixing and chilling. We were just Netflixing, okay? There was no, like, hooking up. It was boring. People weren't dating. It's saying, get back out there. It's time. Go get it, girl. Go get it.
True. All right, that's it for news. Up next, Jesse Eisenberg, who famously played Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, tells us why he doesn't have social media. Oh. We'll be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Nominated actor. He is known for so many roles. I'll mention a few. Social Network, Zombieland, Superman. I mean, you name it. He's done everything. He's like indie and commercial and cool and just smart and interesting. But did you know that he has never used an emoji? What? The guy who played Mark Zuckerberg doesn't, like, use Social Network? We're going to find all about it. Please welcome someone I'm so enamored with, Jesse Eisenberg.
Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful
show. I feel the same way. I was so excited when I found out you would come here.
Oh my God, this is so thrilling. Thank you.
Such an Uber fan of yours.
Likewise, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you're synonymous with so many things to me. But of course, you know, when I think of The Social Network, which I just rewatched for like the 25th time over the holiday break. So it's very fresh in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
But is it true? Because I am like, I'm an emoji queen.
Okay.
Giphy queen.
Okay.
But no social media.
No, but I'm like a kind of, I live in a state of like being like enjoying like doing things like this where it's quite public and I really do like it and I like performing and then kind of immediately feeling ashamed that I put myself out there and exposed myself. I feel like, oh, if I were to kind of put myself out there in any further way, I would just have that feeling in a greater way, you know, just feeling like I said too much about myself today.
But okay, I love emojis, not emojis, I love Giphys and I'll show you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a few examples.
Okay.
Well, let's see what the emojis are or the Giphys are first. I don't know which one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you know, someone said, you know, hey, I really love the script you just sent me.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
How do we know he's not like, I don't know, pulling like a garbage lever for the script? How are we sure that it's a good thing that he's doing with his hand?
I'll never look at that Giphy the same way
again.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Okay, next is... For me, like, that's like the dinner party's on and everybody's coming. Yes!
Yes. I don't know. To me, I see that her shoe is on fire and she's screaming for help. And you see this wonderful dinner party. And so I think maybe that's why I don't use these, is because I'm too negative a person to see anything positive out of the good things.
Well, here is how I want you to feel after being so kind to visit us and give us your time.
So, what I see is SpongeBob SquarePants just quit his job because he felt like they were trying to union bust, and now he can't even turn around to walk out. He needs to back out. Yeah, I'm a pessimistic person, is what's happening here.
I'm all the things. Okay, you have this new show that everybody's talking about. Fleischman is in Trouble is like, everyone's talking about it. I mean, it is like a hot show. This is a different character. You intro into dating apps. Oh boy, I can relate to that. So what do you even think about dating apps?
Listen, I remember going to like Blockbuster Video with my parents and like just being overwhelmed by the options and terrified by them and walking out empty-handed. And so dating apps to me is a bit like, you know, that kind of overwhelming thing that I'm so happy I didn't get involved in, because I think I'd be overwhelmed into paralysis.
I want your dating app, which is...
Yes, it's one person. You have to marry this person. What? Yeah, my dating app is basically, it's arrangedmarriage.com. And you go there, and you cannot get divorced.
See,
yes.
Okay, straight to my abandonment issues of like, you know...
Do you need to lie down, or... Yeah. So, yeah.
My shirt exploded open.
I think what you're dealing with is very common and very healthy. There are a few gifts I'll send you that I think will kind of clarify things.
You know, I grew up with a single mom. We both worked. We were both kind of in and out of the house. And lonely can be painful because I think that everybody might go away.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. I don't have the degree to deal with this. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
This is like an amazing show that you've created. Like, it's like...
I can't believe I'm hearing that from you, someone I respect and admire so very much. So this is a dream moment, pinch me. I want to go to commercial break. I want to bring out the stars of your movie. Let's get into all of that.
Sure.
Finn Wolfhard is coming out, and Alicia Beau.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
The writer and director of When You Finish Saving the World, I would like to bring out the two stars of the film, Finn Wolfhard and Alicia Beau. Thank you.
Hi, I'm here.
I'm so thrilled that you're all here. I feel like a lot of the time you get to speak to one person who's involved in a project, but not, you know, the whole family,
yeah.
Which you're gonna have different perspectives, which is a lot of what your film's about,
right.
Family and different perspectives. And I just knew out of the gate when I was watching it, I was like, it seemed, tell me if I'm correct, very personal for you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And thank you for saying that. Yeah. So yeah, Finn plays a character who is like a rock star online. He has 20,000 followers around the world, from Belarus to Bangladesh. And his mom is she runs a domestic violence shelter.
Yep.
And the two of them have like a clash of culture, generation, and values.
Okay, Finn, I'm so excited to talk to you. I actually got to hang out with Millie Bobby Brown. She did the show. But I heard recently that she was talking about on-screen kissing with you. And she was teasing that you were...
said, a lousy?
And you guys are like brother and sister. Like,
you
and Noah and her have grown up together. You have raised each other in certain ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how did you feel about your family member calling you a lousy kisser?
You know what? My first, on-screen kiss was with Millie. But I didn't know how to, like, approach that in any way. And there was no, it just was like, you're gonna do this thing. And at the end of the take, you're gonna kiss her. And then, so I just, like, kind of just, like, almost like headbutted her.
Yeah.
And then, but and that's
how
that worked.
The romantic way of putting it.
Yeah. The romantic way of putting it was that, I headbutted her.
Well, I've had to kiss a lot of people over the years. It's very mechanical. And I was excited because I was going to kiss my boyfriend at the time on screen, Luke Wilson. And I was like, this is going to be great. And then he kissed me in the scene like... And I was like, I thought this was going to be different.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so weird. He gave me the pursed lips.
Like, yeah.
I even give open mouth, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just had to talk to you about that because I feel like on-screen kissing is a weird world. Okay, Alicia, you used to write screenplays based on movies. Is this true?
Yeah, it's not really impressive at all. So basic. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That is
so straight
sweet.
From my. Wow. So basically, I was obsessed with the Cheetah Girls movie, and apparently, a lot of fans. They made the movie into a book you could buy at Barnes & Noble and read it with pictures in it and stuff. Then I took that book that was already a movie. And made my own, like, wrote it up myself and made my own screenplay and made my friends act it out. But it was already
a
movie, so it was just so...
What is unimpressive about that?
Because it was already a film.
And, like, no. This is so smart.
Thank you, Drew.
That's amazing to me. Yeah.
That's what you were going for, right?
That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
All right, so what was it like to work with Jesse as a director?
I loved it. I was extremely intimidated at first because I was a fan of you.
Of course.
Still am. That was. Yeah, of course. I knew.
Like the least intimidating person.
Yeah, I know. And then I met you.
I draw a picture of the least intimidating person who's still a human being. I think it would look like.
I'm honestly intimidated by all actors. I feel like they're. I mean, you just want to. You meet people. You meet other actors, and you want to be challenged, and you want to, just drop into the space and feel really comfortable and. I was just nervous. It was like the first time I'd worked in a year because this was 2021, right. January, and I'd been like cooped up in a house. And I was just nervous all around. And then Jesse just made me feel so comfortable and was so open to collaborating.
Well, you did a wonderful job helming and leading this beautiful story about humanity and families and what's important to do with a life and figure that out along the way and take care of other people. Because I was like, what does the title mean? And when I saw the film, you get it. We have a clip of when you finish saving the world. Let's take a look at it, please.
You don't have to be interested in politics.
But I am.
No, you're not. It's obvious, but it's cool.
You think I'm stupid?
No, I didn't say that.
So can you teach me?
About what?
I watch you talk about things. Like big things. And you talk about them with such passion.
Saving the World is in theaters tomorrow, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
And in honor of National Popcorn Day,
Hi.
Rossi and I are going to play a fun game of popcorn talk.
Yes. Please welcome our partners, Bernadine and Natalie. Hello.
Hi.
Bernadine.
Okay.
Bernie.
Says, yeah. All right. Well, whoever, you know what, all the niceties, it's over.
Yeah,
whoever
now
catches
we're
the most popcorn in their mouth in 30 seconds wins an infinity massage chair valued at $6,000.
What?
Yes.
So we're gonna throw popcorn at our partners. The person who catches the most wins.
Right.
Are you ready to throw
all right,
popcorn?
Okay.
Where are we supposed
all right,
to go?
Assume
all right,
the position.
Am I close enough?
Bernie, I think
what
so. I think
all right.
so.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Stretch. It's on.
Stretch. All right. 30 seconds
Bring
on the clock.
On.
Ready, Drew?
Let's do this.
On
Let's
your mark.
Do this, Marie.
Get set. Go. Oh my God!
All right, but Bernie, you're gonna go home with, along with the entire audience, a $100 gift card to Pop Insanity
Bernie!
For gourmet popcorn.
Yes, Bernie. Yes, Bernie.
Bernie, you're gonna get a chair.
Everybody gets a chair.
All right, Bernie.
I love you so much. I love you even more.
I'm back in the good graces. Everybody, thank you so much wherever you are at home, on the go, on your device, on your thing, here, anywhere. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.